In this week's parasha, we read about the mitzvah of tefillin. As we know, the tefillin sheyad is hidden. We cover it up during davening. The tefillin shel rosh, on the other hand, is visible. We wear it on our forehead for all to see. The pasuk says, "V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha." The rest of the nations will see that you are God's chosen nation, v'yari memecha, and they will fear you. Says the Gemara, "Ele tefillin shel rosh." This is the tefillin shel rosh that we wear on our head for everyone to see. We display our unique status by wearing tefillin on our head. We want to publicize our connection to Hashem. The winding of the ritzuas around our hand and fingers is symbolic of a ring that Hashem Kaviyachal places in our finger, like a chasen puts on his collar. When we wind it around our fingers, we are in essence saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are married to you forever. We are your chosen nation for all eternity. The mitzvah tefillin is mentioned 4 separate times in the Torah. Each of these texts are inscribed on parchment and placed into the bottom of our tefillin. But there's a fundamental difference between the tefillin shayad and the tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shayad, all 4 Torah portions are written on a single strip of parchment and it is placed in one compartment. The tefillin shel rosh has 4 separate compartments, each containing 1 single text. The Ali Rabbah writes something amazing. A person, as we know, has 5 senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. He says, tefillin represents the 5 senses. The 4 compartments of the tefillin shel rosh correspond to the 4 senses that are controlled in the head: hearing, sight, smell, and taste. Whereas the single compartment of the tefillin shel yad parallels the sense of touch, which is experienced in the hand. So when we bind our arm and head with tefillin, it symbolizes our total subjugation to Hashem's will. We submit our head, our machshava, and our arm, our actions, to avoid this Hashem. All our senses are geared towards the service of Hashem. The Gemara Masechet Zbrachos says something fascinating. Just like Klal Yisrael wears tefillin, the Ribbono Shel Olam also wears tefillin. Our tefillin contains psukim that describe Hashem's unity. And the Gemara asks, what about Hashem's tefillin? Hanat tefillin demara alma, maksuv bi. What is written on the parchment of the tefillin of the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Gemara says, encased inside Hashem's tefillin is the pasuk, Mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like the Jewish people, a unique nation in the world? We wear tefillin that describes the oneness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem wears tefillin that contains the praises of Klal Yisrael. This mutual laying of tefillin expresses reciprocity. Each side in this holy covenant glorifying the other. The Gemara says, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, you have made me a unique entity in the world. You declare to the world, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You taught the world about monotheism, and I will make you a unique entity in the world. I will wear a tefillin that declares, Mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. You are my chosen nation. There's no one comparable to the Jewish people. Hashem wears his tefillin like a badge of honor and declares, Mika amcha Yisrael. I'm so proud of my chosen nation. They demonstrate to the world how a man of God is supposed to conduct himself. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. About 2 years ago, a frum person pulled up to a gas station in Passaic, New Jersey. And after the attendant filled up his tank, he tells the Yid, just before, another Jewish man filled up his tank for $55 and he fled without paying. I thought you were honest people. And the frum man is thinking to himself, for a few dollars, I can make a massive Kiddush Hashem. So he tells the attendant, you know what? I'll pay for my gas and here's another $55 for the other man's gas. And he drives off and he's thinking, how can a Jewish man make such a chilul Hashem? It just doesn't make any sense. A few weeks later, he reads an article in the paper about a gas attendant who stole money from hundreds of Jewish people with this same scam. How was this attendant able to do it? Deceiving hundreds of Yidden? Because he knew that a religious Jew would pay for another Yid, a brother that he never met. Mika amcha Yisrael. The world knows that we are different. They know that we are special. This scam artist knew if he would tell a Yid that one of his other fellow Yidden messed up, he would take money out of his own pocket to make it right. No wonder Hashem declares to the world, Mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
kiamcha Yisrael, goyechot b'oret. Mi kiamcha Yisrael, goyechot b'oret. Mi kiamcha Yisrael, goyechot b'oret. Mi kiamcha Yisrael, goyechot b'oret. Du bist der Yid, du bist der Volk, der goyechot.